Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Glory to God. Don't give up now. We've come too far from where we started from. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this day, for this day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study. We're going to be continuing our study, lesson of study of being victorious, you all, being victorious over emotional and verbal abuse. Amen. In the name of Jesus, so we just thank God for one more time that we're able to come and receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of God's word. The Bible, for us, you all said to read it, hear it, read it, and apply the word of God to your life. So it's a life application. Not that we just read it and hear it, but then we apply what we have heard, amen, but applying it in a way that is going to bring change to our lives, amen. We have to practice it, then we become it, amen, and then we share it with others, amen. We don't keep it to ourselves. Hallelujah. So let us enter in prayer, and then we're going to dive right into our lesson for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. It's so good to see everyone on tonight that God has kept you. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for new mercy, new grace. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord God, as you that have kept us. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your hedge of protection around us and those in our family. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless every home of everyone that's on the line today, oh God. Any situation, hallelujah, circumstance, anything that they're concerned about, oh Lord, I pray right now, Jesus, say that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for their good. Let peace come and be still. Let peace reign over their life, oh God, in their homes. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us the power and the authority, oh God, to speak to a thing and it shall be, hallelujah, we can decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So right now, hallelujah, we come against every hindering spirit. We come against every spirit of confusion. We come against every spirit of manipulation. We come against every spirit of distraction, every unteachable spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We declare the God has delivered us to be so. Amen. That we can enter in and receive right now. So Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that your law of scripture, oh God, all that we learn on tonight, oh God, let it take root in us, oh God. Take root in our spirit, oh God, and manifest on our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. That it be engrafted, oh God. That we bring back to remembrance, oh God, to apply it and use it daily in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word and to apply to our daily lives that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. As we enter in, we decree and declare right now that the channels of our spirit are open so that we can receive great and mighty your word. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God through the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. It's good to see Minister Lynn Green on, my mother and friends and family on tonight. I'm excited, you all. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm excited about that. I'm just excited. I don't know what's to come in, but I'm just excited that God has kept me. Amen. Knowing that just a week ago we were sick here in our home, but God delivered us. And I believe God for it. I was sitting on the side of my bed the other day. I believe it was this morning. I was thanking God. I was like, Lord, I believe you. I trust you for all things and everything. You know, I've always felt special. I've always felt special and loved by God. Even as a little girl, I felt the love of God, I felt the love of Christ, and I've always felt that way, no matter what I did or what I didn't do. And understand, church, it's all about what you believe. You'll be judged on what you believe. Hallelujah. Because whatever it is that you believe in, that's what you will follow. That you will start conforming your world to be in that you believe. So I just wanted to share that with you all. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you all. And the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. So again, we're going to dive right into our lesson here, victory over verbal and emotional abuse, you all. If you missed the last few Wednesdays of Bible study, you can always go back and get caught up on where we are today. And even if you want to go back because you wanted to remind yourself what we learned, you know, just have a refresher course for yourself, you can always go back by going to blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherandthepastor and click on the Sunday service, a Bible study, or whatever it is that you're wanting, that your spirit is needing to be fed on. So you can always go back to that. We thank God for it. So today we're going to talk about, if you go to the book of Proverbs 4:23, and in Bible study, I'm moving a little bit slow here so that everyone can get it and that you can understand me. So I want to be sure that I'm speaking clear enough and loud enough so everyone can hear me. Again, if you have any questions or comments, there will be a time in our lesson that the lines will be open for you by pressing 1. So if you do not press 1, then we will not open your line, but you do have to press 1 if you have any questions or comments at that time. We do want to hear from you. We do want the questions. We do want the comments. Amen. And so we welcome them. Amen. So you go over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23, and just hold it right there. So we're going to talk about how to change the course of an abusive relationship. If you've ever been in an abusive relationship, whether with a spouse or friend or whatever, or family member, we're going to talk about how to change the course of an abusive relationship. See, you can curtail verbal and emotional abuse by developing a plan to prevent yourself from being controlled. You cannot change someone else, but you can change yourself so that the abusive tactics previously used on you are no longer effective. Amen. See, the enemy doesn't like that, does not like it. When it used to do, it don't work no more, you know. When they used to say these, when they would say certain things, it would, you know, it would take, you would get angry, and you would cuss, you would want to fight, you would do all kinds of things, but that is not working anymore. It will hurt your feelings. It would, you know, it would make you feel rejected, but that's not working anymore. It will tear you down, but that's not working anymore. See, as you determine the appropriate boundaries, realize that these boundaries are designed to protect your heart. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And I want us to read down to verse 27. Let's just read it through right quick. So keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issue of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Amen. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. But right now, we're talking about verse 23. As I read those few verses here, our heart, church, our heart, our feelings of love and desire dictates to a great extent how we live, because we always find time to do what we enjoy. Here Solomon tells us to guard our heart above all else, making sure we concentrate on those desires that will keep us on the right path. Amen. Make sure your affections push you in the right direction. Put boundaries on your desires. Don't go after everything you see. Look straight ahead. Amen. Look straight ahead. Keep your eyes fixed on your goal and don't get sidetracked on or detours that lead to sin. Amen. Don't be detoured and end up sinning. So it's very, very important. All right. So after determining your plan of action, church, one, state clearly in a conversation or letter what you are willing to accept and not accept from the abuser. One, communicate your position in a positive way. Do not justify yourself. Do not be apologetic. Just state the boundary. Just state the boundary. People feel like, oh, I'm being good because I'm saying I'm sorry, but no. You don't have to continue to say I'm sorry. Don't be apologetic. You're not the one that's causing this problem. It is the abuser. You know, tell them I want our relationship to continue, but I'm not willing to listen to your name calling. I'm not willing to hear your accusations concerning anyone, you know, sister who, brother who, any longer. I'm not willing to endure the silent treatment from you. Keep what you say short. Amen. Keep it short and sensitive to you all. The Bible says in Proverbs, if you go over to Proverbs 17, chapter 17, verse 27, Proverbs 17, hallelujah. Chapter 17, verse 27. The Bible says, he who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. That's Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this proverb highlights several benefits of keeping quiet. It is the best policy if you're having nothing worthwhile to say. It allows you to the opportunity to listen and learn. It gives you something in common with those who are wiser. So make sure to pause the thing and to listen so that when you do speak, you will have something important to say. Amen. Amen. All right. Two, you are announce the consequence. Announce the consequence you will enforce if the abuser violates your request. So your response should be a matter of disengaging from the abuser. Amen. Amen. All right. You cannot change the abuser's behavior, but you can remove yourself from frequent exposure to unacceptable behavior. I want to visit you with, but if you call me a name again, I will leave for a period of time. If you persist in making that accusation, I will end our conversation. You know, you don't have to get into this big rampant rage with someone and cussing and fussing with someone. Just tell me, you're always going to continue like this. I'm just going to end the conversation. And you have to be ugly about it. You know what? I'm going to stop right here. This is where I exit. This is where I get out. If you give me, and if somebody, if they give me the solid treatment, say, if you give me the solid treatment, I will go and find someone else to talk with. I will go. You know, we are victorious. Amen. We're going to overcome this. Amen. And if it's you that's done it, I hope that this lesson changes you, that you can see yourself in whatever part that you're taking this, that you can see yourself and be delivered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So their consequences are part of God's divine plan. That what we sow, we will reap. Amen. Consequences are part of God's plan, that what we sow, we will reap. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, a man reaps what he sows. So what are you sowing? So a man reaps what they sow. Three, enforce the consequence every single time the abuse occurs. Do not bluff. The abuser needs to know that you are going to act consistently on your words. Plan on being tested at least twice and maybe up to five times. In your mind and heart, say no to manipulation. Say no to pressure. Say no to control. Eventually, your abuser will stop an abusive tactic, but only after the tactic proves to be ineffective. The Bible says in James 5 and 11, let's go there together, James 5 and 11 in the New Testament, James 5 and 11, and I'm going to ask you all if you have any questions or comments after this. James 5 and 11, my Lord, my God, the book of James 5 and 11. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give everybody the opportunity to get there in the book of James 5 and 11. We thank God on tonight, my Lord, my God. So I hope everybody's there now. Amen. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 11. Amen. Chapter 5, verse 11 says, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. Hallelujah. I'll make sure I gave you all the right one. 5 and 12. Sorry about that. 5 and 12. The Bible says in 5 and 12, but above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. That's verse 5, chapter 5, verse 12. So you need to understand, as a person with a reputation for exaggeration or lying often can get anyone to believe him on his word alone. So Christians, we should never become like that. Always be honest so that others will believe your simple yes or no. So when you say it with the abuser, make sure you stand on that. So by avoiding, you know, lying, even if you say you're going to do it, you do it, you know, lying about what you're going to do and not actually doing it. So make sure that your yes is yes and your no is no. Amen. And four, absolutely do not negotiate. Do not negotiate. Since verbal abusers do not use words fairly, negotiation will not work. Instead of talking out the problem, your abuser will seek to wear you out. Simply state that when the behavior stops, you will look forward to a renewed relationship. Amen. You will look forward to a renewed relationship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And you say, which you can say is things like, I'm not willing to discuss this topic any longer. You can do that. I have stated clearly what I will not accept. When you are ready to respect my request, let me know. I look forward to enjoying being together at that time. You know, you have to really put your foot down. You really have to put your foot down and mean what you say and do what you say. Keep your words brief and to the point. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:19, it says, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. So keep your words brief and to the point. Some people want to go tit for tat, word for word, but the Bible says, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Amen. Five, never react when your boundary is violated, only respond. Expect your boundary to be violated, but do not react. Expect your boundary to be violated again and again, but do not react. If you react, you will find yourself back under the control of the abuser. I don't know if you ever heard the saying, he who aims at you controls you. So you got to make sure that you do not react. Respond by detaching yourself from the abuser and enforcing your repercussions. Do not cry because of your feeling being hurt. Your feelings being hurt. Do not beg because of feeling fearful. Do not explode because of feeling frustrated. If you go with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 8 through 9, Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on. Let's go over to the book of Ecclesiastes, everyone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm not going to move too fast. I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to get there. So I know some of us move faster than others. Or some days we're faster than others. Ecclesiastes 7, that's chapter 7. Amen. Verse 8 through 9. Okay. All right. I hope everyone is there. And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8 through 9. The Bible says, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Verse 9 says, do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosoms of fools. For anger rests in the bosom of fools. That's Proverbs. I'm sorry, y'all. Proverbs. Thank you, Lord. Did I get out the right one? I'm sorry, y'all. Bear with me. One phone is ringing. Hallelujah. One line is ringing in. I'm just like, oh, Lord, make sure I took y'all to the right place. Yeah, I took you all to the right place. Another line is reading, y'all, forgive me. All right, so 7 and 8, chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. So understanding what the scripture is saying here to us, church, to finish what we start, takes hard work. Wise guidance, self-discipline is important, is very important, and patience. So anyone with vision can start a big project, but vision without wisdom often results in unfinished projects and goals. When we look up here, when it's talking about the end of end of a thing is better than its beginning. So as we apply this to what we are, what we're learning on tonight as far as being victorious over emotional and verbal abuse, I don't want to, you know, confuse anyone, but to keep your words brief, and also understanding that do not allow your emotions to take over in this matter. Do not allow your emotions to take over. Amen. Know that there is the end. There is it's better. Amen. The end to come is better. So the Bible said the end of a thing is better than its beginning. So know that it's going to be better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And six, solicit the support of one or two wise, objective people to help you through this process. Include supporters as you analyze and identify the problem. Include supporters as you determine how to articulate your plan. Include supporters as you enforce the repercussions. Include supporters like friends, mentors, counselors to help you through this critical period. Discuss the situation with your supporters. Discuss the tactics and used on you. Let them know what they're doing, how they're doing it, you know, to get you in, to keep you in bondage, you know, to keep you confused, to keep you upset, to control you. Discuss the plan of action. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 19 and 20, say, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the thing you will be wise. The Bible says again in Proverbs 19 and 20, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise. Hallelujah. See, the time it takes to disassemble and disable an abusive relationship is actually limited. But during that limited time, expect manipulative maneuvers and emotional ups and downs. Assume that your actions will make the abuser angry. Allow your abuser to react without in turn reacting yourself. Amen. Do not seek to placate you out of this person. It won't work. Think of this time period as comparable to having surgery. It is a painful experience, but it provides the only hope for healing and having a new, healthy relationship. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 18, the tongue of the wise brings healing. The tongue of the wise brings healing. Amen. That's Proverbs 12 and 18. Amen. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? Please, we welcome any questions or comments at this time from you before we continue on with our lesson and study. I hope I'm not confusing anyone, and I hope I'm moving at a good pace so everyone can hear me and understand what I'm saying on tonight. So if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. I'm going to open up my mother's line because sometimes she said it doesn't work. So let's see if Sister Dewey has any questions or comments. Sister Dewey, you have any questions or comments, Mama?
No. I'm just going along. Good job listening to it. Anger and, no, I have to get my thoughts together on it.
But okay.
It's good to hear what, you know, you have to forgive folks.
Absolutely.
You
do not have to tolerate it. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to let a feel of anger to take over you and control you. You know, you can forgive that person, but you have to set some boundaries and say, okay, I'll allow you to come this way. I won't allow you to continue to do this. And if you're going to continue to act this way, then I'm going to remove myself. You know, I love you. Mm-hmm. Thank God for you. But I'm going to remove myself at this time. So the things that they used to do, because just like Satan, he doesn't change how he does. He does the same old thing. But then when he realized, okay, that's not working, now I got to try to do something else. Okay, now that's not working anymore. You know, it used to be like give up back in the days for a woman. It's like if he called me a bitch, that's it. But that doesn't work anymore. You know, if I break and tell you something, that doesn't work anymore. If I call you this and say you this and you, that is not working anymore. You know, and so we have to make a yes have to be yes and a no. You know, we have to stand on what we're saying and mean it. Because if you keep going back and doing this and that, they're not going to believe you. They're going to continue to do the same old thing, and you're going to stay in bondage. You're going to stay in that way. But
Amen.
If you have anything, thank you, Mama. If there's anyone else on the line that has any questions or comments, please do so at this time. We want to hear from you. This is an opportunity here in Bible study to ask any questions where you're not kind of sure, you know, what was said or how do I apply that, you know, or you want to give a testimony. We want to hear from you. You know, how did you overcome, you know, emotional and verbal abuse? Are you still dealing with that? Is this being a help for you? All righty. You're just press 1. If not, we're going to continue on in our study. Again, we thank God for everyone that's here on tonight. We will have an opportunity. If anyone needs any prayer before we close out tonight, I will have a moment of prayer for whoever's on the line while we're on the line together, where we can touch and agree. We understand that there's power in agreement, amen. When we come together on one accord with our combined faith and trusting God, knowing that God will move with all faith, amen, not wavering faith, but all faith. Amen. So let us continue to go through our lesson study. If you're just now getting on the line tonight, we are talking about tonight, our lesson is being victorious over emotional and verbal abuse. Amen. Emotional and verbal abuse. Amen. So how do you confront, you know, this is the question, how do you confront and cope with emotional abusive people? How do you confront and cope with emotional and abusive people? Let's talk about that. How do you confront and cope with emotional abusive people? So although victims of verbal and emotional abuse generally feel inadequate and powerless to stop an abusive relationship, appropriate confrontation is often necessary to diffuse emotional abuse. Ignoring it won't make it go away. Wishful thinking won't make it go, won't make it better. And believing that loyalty means remaining quiet is dangerously erroneous, you all. It is dangerously erroneous. I want you to understand that. When hurtful words and actions are exposed as unacceptable and viewed as intolerable, the foundation is laid for change to occur. That change will come slowly and will likely be met with much resistance by the abuser. So when power is the goal and control is at stake, an unrepentant abuser will repeatedly change tactics in an attempt to maneuver around each boundary that you set, always looking for some way to put you in a position to be manipulated. To remain silent in such a relationship is not love, but fear. And it is harmful rather than helpful. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:5, I want you to go there with me tonight. Proverbs 27:5. Proverbs 27:5. Hallelujah. Proverbs 27:5. I'll give us a second to get there here. Proverbs 27:5. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 27:5. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:5, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And a lot of us will be quiet just for the sake of still being in it, just to keep things, oh, it'll be all right if I just be quiet. But how long will we stay like that? First of all, we have to start educating ourselves. You have to start educating yourself. Emotional abuse can be going on for years before victims realize the difficult dynamics in their relationships. Abusers can be calculating, and their behavior may be deliberate and designed to keep them in control. Now, we're not just talking about, if you're just not getting on, we're not just talking about between man and woman, you know, a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend, but children. Mother, father, you know, people that we have relationships with, whomever may be, best friend, you know, we have to be very careful. You know, once your eyes are open to the tactical behavior of the abuser, much of your discouragement will begin to dissipate. Only then will you be able to establish a more level playing field. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Amen. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to set boundaries. We're talking about setting boundaries. Boundaries are very important and necessary. Communicate that you will not be treated with disrespect. You know, tell them, I feel greatly disrespected because of the way you are treating me. I will not stay here if you continue to disrespect me. Be specific about what behavior is unacceptable. I won't continue to talk with you if you continue to interrupt me. Refuse to accept excuses and reasons for repeated inconsiderate behavior. You know, suppose the other person says, I didn't mean to be late. Some people I need to see, came by. They say different things like that. You say that that doesn't make what you did acceptable because you could have phoned me. People just have you out there hanging and waiting. For now, unless you call, I will go on with my plans without you. You have to tell them, this is not being rude or being nasty, but you have to set boundaries. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:18, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you have to seize the moment. You have to seize the moment. Speak. Speak up as soon as the abuser begins to change the subject or to twist your words around to mean something other than what you intended. This is what an abuser would do. It would twist your words. You know, say to them, you just changed the meaning of my words. I didn't say that. What I said was. And what you said, repeat what you said. Amen. So now what are you hearing? And ask them, now what are you hearing me say? You know, repeat it back to them, you know. When abusers say something absurd, repeat it back to them. When they say something that's absurd, repeat it back. You said, I want to make sure I heard you clearly. You know, ask them, what are you saying? So are you saying this or that? Is that accurate? Remain calm. Your abuser wants a strong reaction from you. So just give you different scenarios, everyone. Do we need to discuss this a later time? Ask them that. You know, if you want to continue now, I need you to speak with more restraint. You're not going to holler at me. You're not going to degrade me. And just ask them, do you want to discuss this later? Seems like this is not a good time for you. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9:17, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Amen? Again, Ecclesiastes, if you're writing that down, I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes 9, chapter 9, amen, and 17, 9 and 17. Amen, amen. So you can have that for a study point. Okay, so we have to seek to surface the other person's hostility. First, you have to acknowledge that you sense the anger in the other person and tell them, I sense that you are feeling angry. And then, two, confirm that being angry is permissible. Never attempt to humor an abuser out of anger. At times, anger is justified, church. A person may need help recognizing the cause of the anger, but don't try to psychoanalyze the individual. You know, ask what triggered your anger. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:5, the purpose of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Amen. That's Proverbs 20:5. If you want to go to it and lay eyes for yourself, it's Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Chapter 20, verse 5. I want to make sure I'm not moving too fast. You all let me know. That's 20:5. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank God. Amen. It's very, very important. I like to be written it down, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Amen. All right, so next, church, I'm softening the confrontation process. Some people are very confrontational. They look for it. They love confrontation. But soften the confrontation process. Confront the behavior, not the person. Confront the behavior, not the person. And the way you do that, you would say something like, I care about you, but I dislike what you are doing. What can I do to help you stop? Avoid threats, sarcasm, hostility, put-downs, or judgment of the other person's intention. You know, you can say something like, if you are angry with me, talk with me and help me to understand why. But please stop yourself, your present behavior. And I know you guys are thinking, well, that ain't going to work with so-and-so because you try it. I'm trying the word of God. Try it. And trust God in it. Amen. Amen. And when you don't get a clear, direct, or to-the-point answer, ask again respectfully. Ask again respectfully. You know, and say something like, let me ask again, why did you tell me you were coming, you know, coming over, or coming to help, or coming to the ceremony, but then you never showed up? Amen. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians together, church, and I'll give you all a minute to get there. Over in New Testament, Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, we'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, amen. Amen. Again, it's chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. 1 through 1, 2, and 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3 of the New Testament reads, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. And just having a little bit of understanding about that scripture, you know, no one is ever going to be perfect here on earth, so we must accept and love each other. Amen. Operate with the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. There is one body. Apostle Paul says in the scripture, unity does not just happen. We have to work at it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to stay in the present, church. We have to stay in the present. Amen. Focus on the issue at hand. Don't bring up past issues. You know, some people like to keep bringing up the past. Don't bring up past issues. Don't let the other person get you off track. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 27, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Amen. So we have to stay present. Keep our, you know, keep yourself from evil. Stay on track. Don't allow them to get you off track. Amen. Because it's easy to get, you know, if you're not focused, to get off track, and then you end up back in bondage, and they'll take over control because the things try to get you back under their control, amen, and have power and lord over you. Also, we have to squelch unrealistic expectations, amen. So don't put your hope in any expectation that an abuser will change, but put your confidence in God and in his sufficiency. Amen. Be aware that you cannot make the abuser change no matter what you do, how much you try or how good you are as a person. Know that change will occur only after the abuser admits to having a problem and begins to receive the help and support needed to turn from that problem. Amen. They have to make a decision. The Bible says in 1 John 1, 8 through 9 that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Some people think they ain't sin, I'm not wrong, I did this. And so you're deceiving yourself. But if we confess our sins, he is just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and all unrighteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen your relationship with the Lord. Strengthen your relationship with the Lord. Amen. Look first to the Lord for discernment about your relationship. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom, insight, and direction as you seek to honor him in all your relationships. Read scripture and take God at his word in order to renew your mind so that you will not continue to live as a victim. Get involved in a Bible study like you are here tonight, but on a consistent basis. You know, don't just go one time and then it'd be another year before you go again. You know, you got to get into it. You got to apply it, not just hear it, not just read it, but now you have to apply the word of God. So get into a Bible study and be consistent in it. You know, make sure you set your time to be there to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. So that the word of God can be get in you and become a part of you. You start operating with the word of God and not the word of the world. Amen. Memorize your scripture, rehearse scripture. You know, if it's one a week, and that emphasizes your worth and the authority that you have as one who is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Live dependently on Christ Jesus. Live dependently on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know what my sister's doing here, who lives within you. Amen. Don't try to live out of your own resources. You all, but several times throughout the day, present yourself to the Lord and acknowledge your total dependence on his resources. Amen. If we go to 2 Peter, you all, and we're going to wrap up here at this point. And I'll take any questions or comments. If anyone has any questions or comments or testimony, you thought about something and, you know, you wanted to share with us, we definitely welcome you and receive it. So right now let's go over to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 4. Hallelujah. 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 I'll give you all a chance to get there. We thank God again for tonight, being able to receive, you know, and apply that we, you know, applying all that we receive in the lesson on tonight with the word of God, and just, you know, just thanking God for the opportunity to be able to receive and understand and be in a place that we can receive. And we just thank God for it. And, you know, sometimes we'll understand by and by, hallelujah, by and by that we'll understand and we'll get it eventually. Amen. Eventually we'll get it and begin to apply it to our life, amen, or whatever side that you are on of this thing, and become a better person, that God can be able to use you. People can see Christ in you and say, you know what, I want to be changed. I want to serve the God you serve. I want what you have. Amen. Hallelujah. Because people can see where you've come from, how far you've come from, you know, and truly see the change of God in your life. It's one thing to say, I'm saved, and I'm this and that, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And then people see you cussing, you fight, you won't forgive, and you just, you know, you got a nasty attitude, and you always talk about, well, God, he knows, I know, he know my heart, you know. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God. I don't know what my system is doing, but okay, I'll keep it like this until I get off the line. Anyway, the Bible says in 2 Peter, and you waving back there, how you doing, Pastor Manny? And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 4, the Bible says that, as his divine power has given to all, sorry, y'all, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I think I went on a little bit more than I was supposed to. No, I did. I read it right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So at this time, church, and like I said, as I close up here, we're going to open up the lines for any questions or comments. Like I said earlier, unless you press 1, we won't just automatically open up your line, but you will press 1 and we'll open the line up to hear from you. As we close out here in this particular scripture, you know, that is from growing Christians as we are, and in this lesson of study, the power to grow doesn't come from within us, but from God, because we don't have the resources to be truly godly. God allows us to be partakers of the divine nature, amen, in order to keep us, you know, from sin and help us live for him. And when we are born again, amen, keep us born again, when we are born again, hallelujah, God by his spirit empowers us with his own moral goodness, hallelujah. I want you to know that you are more than worthy. Don't let nobody tell you that you are not worthy of the goodness of the Lord. You are worthy of the goodness of the Lord. I don't care what you did, what you used to do, what you was like. Amen. You are new. You're a new creature in Christ. You're changed. Amen. And just stay there. You know, when people want to attack you, know that, hey, you're in the right place and God is with you. You're not by yourself. Hallelujah. God is always with you and working out, and just stay in that place of believing. And we don't have to stand, and we don't have to be the abuser. We don't have to be the accuser. Amen. We don't have to be the victim. Amen. We can be changed. Amen. And this is for us all, whatever end or what end of the spectrum that you're on, to be changed. And if you see yourself as being the one that was the abuser, amen, I'm going to say was the abuser or was the victim, that we are delivered, that we're set free, and we are victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Regarding all that we went through tonight in our lesson, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. We definitely want to hear from you. Amen. On tonight, I'm so excited. God is so good. I'm telling you, I'm acting like I'm 16. I'm about to turn 21 tomorrow. I'm acting like that. I'm just so excited. You know, when you just think about all the things that you've been through and how it could have been and should have been you, but God kept you, amen, in your right mind, amen. You know, just thanking God for everything. I'm just so grateful. You know, things that I probably was complaining about, God showed me, no. Look what you got. Count your blessings. And even in that, when you're looking and complaining about, that is good because it's coming from God. All good things coming from God. So we just thank God on tonight. I'm so excited. So, again, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Sister Dylan, now I'm going to open up your line because I know you said before that you be pressing 1 and we don't let you go through because I don't see it. So I'm going to open up your line. Sister Dylan, you have any questions or comments tonight, Mama?
No, I don't have any more. Thank you for the lesson. Maybe I do like how people let Satan, because like you say, God do good things. God don't do bad things. So how they let Satan get in them and keep on going on with Satan. I have a situation that I had that happened, and I was saying God can change anything, and that person say right now Satan is winning. Oh, no, God can change. So you're watching, see, God will change it.
Well, the thing is with that is when if anything that you're in agreement with, God will not deliver you from. So if you are in agreement with that, and it sounds like what that person is, they're in agreement with, whether it be death, they're in agreement with sickness, they're in agreement with, no, the devil winning, then guess what? God is not going to deliver you because we got to be careful what we say, even as Christians, the way we speak on ourselves, because that's the trickery of the enemy to get you to speak those things because he knows better than you know how powerful it is to get you to say those things. But a lot of times, even my husband, he'll say, I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. Or I know, too, not to speak that thing and come against. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, anything that we're in agreement with, God will not deliver us from it. But God is able to do all things.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for that comment. Amen. A lot of people have been defeated, and they have to get into the Word of God and decree and declare the Word of God over your life. And as I testified on Sunday, I was telling one how, you know, all we did here in this house with, you know, everything was going on, fever and sickness, and we just kept on decreeing and declaring the Word of God. We opened up the doors and the windows, and, you know, we said, Holy Spirit, come in and have your way in this place. And we received it. We didn't just say it. We received it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we said, okay, this is over. And you know what? We started walking in our healing. We started walking in our peace. We started walking, you know, we started getting better each and every day. It was like, that's it. You know, and we had to move in this place. And so even though we may be feeling it or going through it, we do not come into agreement with nothing with the enemy. We do not say that Satan's winning and Satan's this and, oh, he is doing this and he's just taking over and right now he's in the lead. No. We don't do that.
And let's encourage one another, too, because I may be weak and I may be speaking something over myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you in your right mind, you sound enough, you know, stop me from being in the body of Christ saying that I'm sick and stuff, and then I just let it go. Going down and down.
Right, we're supposed to encourage one another and be there. And I don't care, because sometimes they'll try to get you to say what they're saying. You got to say, no, you don't win up. You know, you got to keep on. They say, now, like you said, Sister Dylan, she said, the devil is winning right now. Say, no, the devil ain't winning. You are victorious. You are a child of God. You know, we believe the report of the Lord. You know, but sometimes people get so down and they only can see what's in front of them and believe what they see. But the Bible said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what? And both you can't see. Faith you can't see. You can't see fear. You know, but you start operating in that. You can start feeling. So there you is. So you walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith, not walk in fear. Walk by faith. Amen. And encourage one another. We just have to encourage. Encourage yourself. And when you can encourage yourself, that's why we come together, so we can encourage one another. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone tonight. We thank you all again for being here with us in Bible study. Remember, we'll say it again in Sunday service. Next week, we're going to be gone for the week. We will be everything will be recapped, so you'll be able to, if you call in, you'll still be able to get our Bible study and services, but it'll be recapped. We won't be live. And then, okay, we won't be live, but we'll be celebrating our anniversary, celebrating my birthday on tomorrow. And before we wrap up here, Pastor Manning has something he wants to say. But if there's anyone on the line that needs prayer tonight, something that you're going through in your body, is something that's going on in your home or your job, and you need us to come into agreement with you tonight, we want to pray with you and pray for you. We'll make sure that we're doing it in every Bible study, because it may be someone on the line that's dealing with something, and they just need, prayer, that prayer, and they're coming from the righteous, and we want to touch and agree with you. So if you pray for one here, Pastor Man is going to say a few things here, and then we're going to wrap up. We have about a few minutes here left in Bible study. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank y'all for the opportunity, to testify about something that's good that's been going on, with me. It's some personal stuff, and something that's not been so good. I realize that everything that you face that looks bad, it may not be to the end. It could be that that's the very thing that's building some character in you. Like when you really face something, anybody, that's facing something good, it's easy, to praise God, But what about when you're not facing something good? And that's my testimony. I've been facing some hard things these last few weeks, with being sick and, with my job, and then, things that were going on, with my truck and stuff like that. It was like everything was just, it was just a whole lot. And but I realized something. I realized something today, as bad as I had been feeling about all these things that was going on, I really did. I opened up my mouth and I said, okay, but God, I know this is not your work. I really want to know what's going on. And a lot of times we want to try to blame it on Satan too, but really it's not Satan, that's not God's work and that's not Satan's work. There's some circumstance that'll see which side you're going to go on. You're going to go in that place of murmuring and complaining and not using what you already have, or you go in that place and, find some joy in there and say, this right here is going to soon be over, God, because I know what you said, You said that you would be with me always. You said you would help me in anything that I'm in. You said to give thanks. And I found myself in that place, and I realized that everything was all right. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all. Amen. Amen. We thank you for that testimony. We need that. We really do. We have someone here that has their hand up here, so we want to welcome in. I believe that is Sister Green. Angela, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Hey,
can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm asking for a special prayer. I am having surgery on tomorrow, and I definitely just need for God to be in the surgery room and touch the doctors and just for a speedy recovery.
Amen. Well, we come together right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come on one accord, Father God, with our combined faith today with your daughter. And Lord, as we come touching the green, we thank you, Father God, for being in the midst right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So Lord, we come lifting up your daughter right now, Father God, and we ask in Jesus' name, oh God. Oh Lord, that you'll be the doctor on tomorrow, God. Amen. Oh Lord, that you'll be the surgeon, oh God, that you will be the nurse, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare healing. Hallelujah. In the body of your daughter right now, because we know, oh God, that you're all that we need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that healing spring forth speedily in the body of your daughter, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray for restoration of every part of our body. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare miracles of healing right there. Amen. We decree and declare miracles of being delivered and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over you right there, over the surgery. All that's concerning you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare your best going in and best coming out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agent, every afflicted one that's in the medical field right now. We cancel their assignment that they will not see your name. Hallelujah. They will not come across your medical records. Amen. Or your short. In the name of Jesus Christ, we blind the eyes of the evil watch upon your life. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. Hallelujah. We definitely is the listener, they will not be able to locate you in the spiritual or the natural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we declare and declare that you made a way for your daughter because we know you to be a way making God. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the light, oh God, in darkness, oh God, that you are light in the darkness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you already healed your daughter. Amen. Because you are, hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let peace come over your daughter right there. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you already positioned your ordained doctors, oh God, and medical staff, oh God. Hallelujah. To see about your daughter. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God,
thank
we bless your name. Oh, Lord, and tell your one angels around your daughter, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. She will know that you're with her. Lord, all comfort and glory to her right now, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare the name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, hallelujah, God shall condemn. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We speak the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And God has triumphed. By Jesus Christ, you are healed. Amen. You are delivered from the curse of the Lord, sin and death. We counsel every spirit right now, every evil spirit of premature death of all kinds. And we command you to cease your works right now, and pass the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, God has already done it. Amen. So no worry, you're going to go in and come out. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will amaze the doctors. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I don't want you to know whatever it is that's going on in the inside of you. We declare the crown right now, and it is ceasing, and it's been turned around.
Amen.
Around, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, what they saw before, they don't see anymore. Amen. What they saw, they had to go on and do. They don't have to do anymore because we saw a miracle working, God. Lord, increase your God's faith to see the miracle healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank you. Come on, and
thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We stand. Lord, we stand. We stand. We stand on the word of God and his promises that we are healed. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, God.
Thank you, God.
We bring the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we declare that the peace of the Lord be on you, in you, and around you. Amen. That you walk in peace. Amen. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, let them receive your strength right now, Father God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Supernatural strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God, the Holy Spirit, of the living God that dwells in us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God be the glory. As me and my husband, we touch in the we're touching right now in agreement as we stand and believing God for you and with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you're coming out, and we can't wait to hear the testimony of what God has done. Just stay in that place of just believing and say, oh, God, I'm just so excited. I just thank you, Lord God. Oh, I believe. And just And that's how he moves. See, God, he does miracles. He's a miracle working God. Amen. You don't do what man can do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He gave man authority, and God has authority. Hallelujah. And then God steps in.
Amen.
Amen. He uses man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He uses man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For his glory. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. We love you. We thank God for
thank
you, cousin.
You.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you. God
thank
keep
you.
You. Amen. Thank you all for standing alive tonight as we touch an agreement on tonight with our sister. Amen. Our family member and loved one on tonight. If there's anyone else that's on the line that need a prayer, because you know God knows all. If it's anything that you're dealing with, you don't have to deal with it by yourself. You don't have to go pray by yourself. Let us pray with you and for you. Amen. While we have the time here tonight on this line, you don't have to wait till Sunday. You don't have to wait till next Monday when we have our intercessory prayer call. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah.
I got a word for that, sister.
Okay. Amen.
I got a word for you. While we were praying right now, you know, it was spoken in my spirit, you know, for you to find you a couple of healing scriptures and start confessing them, you know. Start confessing them over yourself all the way up until, you know, you have surgery.
you know, start confessing that word, you know, because that will change your attitude. You know, I don't know what type of attitude you have, but that will heighten your attitude of knowing what the word of God says. So that means that anything that is spoken, you already know you'll be standing on the word of God. Amen.
Absolutely. And if you don't have those scriptures, I'll send you all a few scriptures. I have her phone number, and we'll send you a few of those healing scriptures that you can decree and declare over yourself. Amen. And then in the morning, I'll pray with you before you. I don't care how early it is. I'm up at about 5 o'clock, but I'll get up before if need be. Amen. God bless everyone. We thank you all again for being with us here tonight in Bible study. Let us pray as we leave this place in the presence of God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to come and receive, oh God, your word, that we may receive change, oh God, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will apply all that we have learned here on tonight, amen, that we will be changed, amen, and be able to help others, oh God, that we will not just keep it to ourselves, oh God, but we will go via your word, oh God, spreading your word, oh God, that will bring deliverance, healing, oh God, that will ask, and that will help that the unbeliever will come and ask, how can I be saved? It will help the believer to steadfast in their faith, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Don't we leave this calm, but never your presence, oh God. We ask that your angels continue to be encamped around us and those in our family. And Father God, on tonight, we lift up, amen, Sister Connie Northern. We lift up Minister Lauren Green. We lift up Laverne Green. Hallelujah. We lift up Arlena Dudley, Sister Billard. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Sister Kim Cotton and her family. Amen. And Lord, we ask that you bless them, oh God, with a supernatural blessing, oh God. We pray, oh God, for restoration for all things good. Anything that the enemy has taken away, oh God, we thank you that you give us the power and authority. Hallelujah. To call it back. So we call it back. Any and all things that the enemy has stolen from us with immediate effect, that we receive it, the double for our trouble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your name, Father God, and we decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember, you are victorious. Amen. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. So don't worry. Don't fear. Just trust God and know that he is still God, and he's able to do all things but fail. Amen. Hallelujah. You all remember, we're back here on, I don't know, we're not going to be here Saturday. We have Saturday school. If you want to join Saturday school, please do so at 12 noon. It's going to be pre-recorded because we have a show on Saturday. Amen. Saturday at 7:30 here in Houston. So if you're in Houston and surrounding areas, come out and see the show at the Midtown Art Center. Give us a call for more information at 832-725-8094. And make sure you all say a prayer for me for my birthday. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. God loves you more. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Heavenly home,
people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed up for all of my days. I'm telling about at least I'm breathing, yeah. Sing and shout.